And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear one, the old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear.
So so happy Christmas for black and for white, for yellow and red ones. Let's stop all the violence.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's
why, hello, Laguna Beach. You may not recognize this voice. This is Brandon Menchaca here. I noticed on the door they called me Laguna's realtor and everybody's homeboy.
I told you not to talk about real estate.
I just had to mention that. It's okay. Not the reason I'm here. The reason we're here today, folks, is for Cakes 93.5's Takeover. This is where they let random saps like me get on the radio, take over the airwaves, and try to get people like you to donate money. Why? Well, because this is a community-based Laguna Beach radio station. Without them, we'd be stuck listening to Ryan Seacrest or something. So, Jason, thanks for having me.
Do you know what? You're a natural, buddy. You don't need me. You do a show. I'm just going to sit here and twiddle knobs.
All right. Well, Jason's been here all day, and he quit on me and let me know that I am going to be solo dolo on the radio. You guys are in for the most eclectic hour of music. I will tell you that every song I play has some significance in my life. Anyways, again, I'm here to raise some money for the station. This is their year-end drive. You can call in at 949-715-5936 to donate. You can also visit kx935.com. And up next, I have a song with some advice for you. This is Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me, In 20 years, you look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future, or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubble gum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindsides you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Stretch. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much, or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance. So are everybody else's. Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the directions, even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly. Get to know your parents. You never know when they'll be gone for good. Be nice to your siblings. They're your best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that friends come and go, but with a precious few, you should hold on. Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people you knew when you were young. Live in New York City once, but leave before it makes you hard. Live in Northern California once, but leave before it makes you soft. Travel. Accept certain inalienable truths. Prices will rise, politicians will philander, you too will get old. And when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children respected their elders. Respect your elders. Don't expect anyone else to support you. Maybe you have a trust fund, maybe you'll have a wealthy spouse. You never know when either one might run out. Don't mess too much with your hair, or by the time you're 40, it will look 85. Be careful whose advice you buy, but be patient with those who supply it. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me, on the sunscreen.
It looks like we have a caller. YKX935.
Hey, Brandon.
Is this the Dave of voice of Super Dave? Hello?
Brandon, is that you?
Oh, it's me, Dave. It's me. Is that you?
Hey, The music's a little bit loud, buddy.
All right, wait, I'm getting rid of it. There you go.
You can thank Jason for that.
There it is. Hey, how's it going? I know you just started your show over there.
You know, I told I was a natural, so I think I may quit my job as a realtor and just do this.
Well, you've always had a face for radio, buddy.
Oh, that's good. You start. You see, you could quit being a realtor and be a surrealtor.
Oh, I like
How about
that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man, I just wanted to call in and support and, you know, give you a little donation.
Well, Dave, I appreciate that donation. I want you to know, though, that the $20 you owe me is not erased by the money that you're donating right now.
What about the jacket?
No, you owe me a jacket, too. This is still true. I appreciate you supporting such a cause.
I appreciate you putting me on blast over the air.
Hey, anytime. I'll do this again next year.
I can't wait.
Hey, Dave, let me ask you, how much are you donating today?
Another $20. I thought we were going to be even.
Good man, Dave. Thank you. I guess we'll have to double that. You're a good man. Thank you so much.
Anytime, buddy.
Hey, enjoy the tunes.
All right, I will.
That's cool, Brandon. Got a phone call. All right, Dave called him. He's got no money. But it's very good of him to call anyway.
The audience doesn't know that I paid them to call him.
Well, you obviously did. He owes you $20. Amazing. Anyway, it's very cool. People can call in anytime. 949-715-5936. It's KX Takeover. Lagoonans, take the airwaves. And Brandon Menchaca is here. Thanks for coming in. And on you go, sir.
That's right, guys. This is a tax-deductible donation. And so from my perspective here, if you do not enjoy taxes but do enjoy community radio, then you're doing the right thing by donating. This next song we're going to play here is... I'm only playing two Christmas songs, just as a disclaimer here. One of them is this next song. This is my son's favorite Christmas song, and I'm very proud that this is his favorite because it's not about reindeer or snowmen or a fat guy going down a chimney to drop off presents. It's a legit song. Enjoy this. This is KX935, Brandon Menchaca here, trying to raise funds for our local community radio station. If you feel compelled to dial in, the number is 949-715-5936. Before I say anything, I want to thank Michael Scales for calling in during the song and donating $50 to the cause. It's a good cause to donate for. And just a reminder, this is a tax-deductible donation, so if you do not like taxes but do love music, feel free to call in. This is nice, Jason. I was a bit nervous for this, but this is all right.
No, you're a natural, mate. You're doing brilliantly well, and thanks to everybody who has called in today. Of course, it goes on tomorrow. We're going to do a whole day of this tomorrow, KX Takeover. I had a piece of paper with all the names on it for tomorrow, too, and there's some brilliant people coming in. Greg McGilvery's coming in first thing at 8 o'clock. He's the filmmaker of McGilvery Freeman Films, makes all those big IMAX movies. You know what I'm talking about. And Sly Dog's coming in. Steve Dictero, now the mayor of Laguna Beach. And Greg McGilvery's daughter, Megan, has got a charity in town, non-profit called Next Gen. They're the next generation of fundraisers and non-profit people in Laguna Beach, and she's got a show at 5 o'clock in the evening. So we're bookended by McGilvery's tomorrow. Also coming in tomorrow will be Marion Fernanda and Aviva, co-owners of The Art of Fitness, who, and that's a bit embarrassing because I've been a member of that place for a month now and I haven't been. So, yeah, there you go.
I think I might come back for that.
That's going to be a bit dodgy. I'm not going to. I think I might nip out for that.
You may have to go. Hey, listen, I know Dave said he enjoyed me putting him on blast. I could have sworn I just saw him outside the studio with my jacket.
He's got the jacket. Has he got the $20, though? That's what I want to know.
That's a good question. He may have two IOUs to pay.
Show me the money. Show me the money, Dave.
Oh, this is great. Thank you, Dave. Dave, come in if you'd like. I'd love to have you. All right, listen, I'm supposed to play music here, too.
Yeah.
You guys, this is these picks are my picks, and this here next, I got my jacket in my lap now. This is Leon Bridges playing Coming Home. This guy here was homeless 9 months ago. Sorry, he was homeless 9 months ago. Now he's all over the UK. Jason should know him, but he doesn't because he's been living here. Yeah. Leon Bridges. Throwback.
I didn't know who Justin Bieber was until somebody told me the other day.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Coming home to your tender, sweet love, and you're my one and only one. The world needs a bit of taste in my mouth, girl. You're the only one that I want. Wanna be your taste in my mouth, girl. You're the only one that I want.
We have another caller. This is nice.
Yeah, let's get them on the line, shall we? Just give me one sec. Press the right knobs. Here we go.
Hello, I'm calling for my best friend, Brandon.
Oh, this sounds like a Susan Shea to me.
It is.
Hi, Susan.
Hello. How are you, Tyler?
No, this is Brandon. Brandon.
Oh, it is you. I'm sorry. I was thinking I was going through the office.
Oh, I'm going to backtrack here because you started up with my best friend and you thought this was Tyler Russell.
I didn't think you'd be answering the phone in the booth.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious. That sounded like it was dead sexy and you went in a time
Heart
and you went, oh, no.
Hotel.
It happens to me all the time. People call in and they blah, blah, oh, Tyler, and then they go, oh, it's not Tyler.
I just hope I made her fave five at this point because I know I'm not her best friend.
Well.
Susan.
Yes.
You have a birthday this week.
I do.
Must be nice to be 21.
I know, huh? I get to go out and drink now.
That's right. Hey, so how much are you pledging to the station today?
I was going to renew my membership.
I don't even know what that means. Jason?
You know what? That's a bloody great idea, actually. I hadn't thought about that, but that's a lovely idea.
My annual membership, I think it's, what, $93.50? What was it last year?
You're a slightly bigger member, aren't you? There's a lower level than that, but the 93 level is I don't know, I think it's platinum.
Okay.
I'm making it up, whatever they call it.
Well, that's lovely of you, and it's so. What I'm going to do is, because you've been a member before, we'll have your details on file, probably.
Yes.
And it's Susan Shea. We'll give you a call, and we'll hold you to that. That's lovely of you.
Excellent. Good luck to you guys.
Thank you, everybody. You're listening to the voice of Tyler Russell's best friend, Susan Shea. Thank you, Susan, for calling in and donating.
I dropped the call. I'm sorry. I thought you were done with her.
No, it's okay. I'm still on her, and I'm sure she's listening right now. Tyler Russell's best friend.
Mm.
Hey, also, I want to thank Kent Russell for calling in and donating $20 to the good cause. We're here fighting the good fight on the air. I'm not used to this. I don't know what I'm doing, but they let me in here, and they told me I can't cuss. So we'll see how this goes. The next song, guys, it's a song that is near and dear to my heart. Something I encourage all of us to do, because everything in moderation, including moderation. This is Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed.
Holly came from Miami, FLA, hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go, doo 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 doo. Gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that passion. I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doot, 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 doot. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
You know, I wouldn't mind if we played that more often on this radio station.
It's not a bad jam.
Very good jam indeed.
Hey, well, Jason, I want to thank a couple of people who called in while that song was playing. One of which is my associate, Elizabeth Comerford, works for Coldwell Banker. She is also a realtor here in town. She is. It's not real estate talk. She donated $40 to this great cause. Thank you, Liz. And Michael Scales, I don't know if I mentioned you, but if I did once, I'll do it again. Thank you very much for your $50 donation. And this last donation, near and dear to my heart, Mom. Thank you, Mom. She's on the freeway right now, driving home from work, from Long Beach, and still manages to donate $100 to the cause. Thank you, Mom. Hope you love the music. This next song, I know you're going to love. Hey, listen, I'm accompanied by another guest DJ, Dave DeSantis.
What's happening?
Dave brought in some money.
A little bit.
And a jacket.
And your jacket that you let me borrow.
That's pretty mind-blowing.
This is what it takes.
What, the jacket?
No, that you've actually came in here with some money.
Man, you guys are brutal.
What? Mention the food. Oh, the food. Yeah, we had food here today. In fact, I've got a sneaking suspicion that Dave DeSantis realized there was food here and thought, well,
I had no idea there was food. I was bringing the jacket back.
I only came here because they offered me $2,000 to do this.
You know, there's a lot of difference between being offered something and actually getting a check. You know what I mean? But
listen,
there's food here, and I think Dave just thought, well, I can bypass the soup kitchen for one night and go in there and get a bit of steak and lobster.
Well, you weren't going to join me tonight, so I mean.
I know. We're just making fun of you, Dave.
Oh, I know. Listen, can I just say something?
No, it's not fair because Dave does a lot of nice things when he can. He's one of those guys, you know, he's not from a wealthy background, got a fortune of money. So he has to work hard. And he's got, you know, it's not easy, but he came to our Music in Common weekend last weekend where we got kids from Jewish, Muslim and Christian backgrounds. He came with a camera, he stayed for 2 days, and he filmed the whole thing. And we're very grateful. You've got another call, Brandon.
I give him a hard time. Oh, we got a caller.
Hold on. Here we go.
Hey, you're on air with me, Brandon. Who is this?
Hey, it's me, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Hey,
my
Charlotte.
My lovely Charlotte. How are you, beautiful?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling. I know you're really, really, really busy right now.
Super busy. Getting ready for work.
I appreciate you making the time to call in to support.
Is that a joke? Is she actually unemployed? What's going on?
No, she's not unemployed.
It wasn't a joke. It's serious.
No, I'm sure she's busy with other stuff.
Hey, I'm getting ready for work right now.
Exactly.
Where do you work, Charlotte?
What works?
Doctor's Ambulance Service. I'm a dispatcher.
She's saving lives.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. I need saints.
Cool.
One call at a time.
That's amazing. Because I was dead. I was sure you were going to say you're off to Captain Cream's or, you know, the library. I work at the library in the evenings. No, good for you. I'm sorry. That's sexist and horrible. So,
wow.
Yeah, I know. Terrible. It's been a long day, Charlotte.
Apparently.
Hey, babe, thanks for your donation.
Yes.
This next song is for you and for the rest of Laguna. This is a food for thought.
Wait, how much did she donate?
Oh, how much are you donating? Well,
$20.
$20. No, that's very nice of you.
I was afraid you'd say $1,000.
Careful, they're gonna thank you now and then give you a hard time later.
No, she's
probably.
Hey, Dave, she does it. She's got a job.
I think we can upsell her. I think she can do better than that.
Charlotte's got a job and she does it. It's a service industry that looks after people.
That's
so
true.
It's not about the money for her. Can't be because they don't earn enough money. Those people. So $20.
Lifesavers don't. This is true.
Seriously.
We pay the damn DJs too much.
That's 30% of a weekly income. So we're very grateful. As a percentage of your income, that's tremendous. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you, Char. Hey, Laguna
You're
Beach.
You're welcome.
You have a good night. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
Yes, we'll do. Have a good night.
Let's legalize it.
Have a great night.
Thank you. Legalize.
Criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah. And I will advertise it. Some call it Some call it marijuana.
don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah, and I will advertise it. Singers smoking and players of instrument too. Legalize it, yeah, yeah, that's the best thing you can do. For the food, good for asthma, good for tuberculosis, even humor thrombosis. Got to legalize it. Don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah. I will advertise it. Birds eat it. Ants love it. Fowls eat it. Goats love to play with it. So you got to legalize it. And don't criticize it. Legalize.
Are we back? We're back.
You are back. There you are. That's you. You're on the radio right there.
Too much music and not enough of my voice. Hey, listen, I've got a couple phone calls that came in over the break, but I would love for you guys to dial in at 949-715-5936.
Go so call her right now. Right now. You want to take it?
Ask and thou shalt receive.
All right. Here we go.
Why, hello. Brandon Menchaca here.
Hey, Brandon. It's Lauren.
Lauren, how are you? Thank you for calling.
Yeah, good to hear you on live radio. You're doing good, dear.
I hope you're listening because you're also on live radio, and I'm listening.
Am I? Yeah, it's your choice of music. I think I've heard it before somewhere.
I work Lauren out sometimes, and in the gym, this is what I play. I play Legalize It as I work her out.
Oh, that's cool.
Good for the health. Lauren, how much can I put you down to pledge for today?
Why don't you put me down for 50? If I don't do that, you're going to probably make it difficult for me on Friday.
I may physically hurt you, and I appreciate that donation of $50.
You're welcome.
You are very sweet. I will see you on Friday.
Sounds good.
Don't stop listening.
I won't.
I'm not going to stop talking.
I like it.
Lauren,
no,
thank
I'm
you for supporting.
Your
thank you for supporting radio in Laguna Beach, California. It's very nice of you to call.
Hey, listen, for those of you who don't know why we're here, this is KX Takeover, and I'm here trying to raise funds for the annual membership drive for KX 93.5. You can listen to us at kx935.com as well as your FM dial at kx935. I had one other. Oh, Jeff. Jeff called in. Jeff Redeker, Uncle Jeff Redeker, called in and donated $100 when we were gone. Became a new member. I can't. And he's at our core right now. Jeff, you can hear me. Call in so I can thank you on the air. 715-5936. I want to thank you.
That is really cool because that's a way to keep your pledges going, you know, to be a member of the station at whatever level. And you can find that stuff, all that information, at kx935.com.
Hey, listen, this next song, it's called Classy Girl by the Lumineers. It's about not making out in the bars. And I play the song because it reminds me of the Marine Room and how little amount of that it happens. It doesn't happen in there.
How much?
So many Classy Girls.
Right, how much little action you get there.
I never see it. Yeah. I don't know. Listen up, Classy Girls. Enjoy.
Standing in the bar, I said, "Hello, how do you do?" She handed me a beer can. She spoke of places I had never been, that she had traveled to, and we slow danced along faster too. Made her laugh, I made her pass, I showed her my half-dollar ring, she said, "That's pretty cool." A classy girl, don't kiss in bars, you fool.
I'm back on the air. Why am I back on the air? Well, it's KX935 Takeover. That's the only reason why they would let someone like me on the radio here today. I'm trying to raise money for this beautiful station.
You're doing a swell job. That is a killer track, that Lumineers song.
Why, thank you. It reminds me that classy girls just don't kiss in bars, you fool.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you guys. Like I said, we're here for a KX935 Takeover. This is their annual fundraising drive, and you're welcome to call in and make a tax-deductible donation. The number to call would be 949-715-5936. You can also call your friends, family, and anyone you want and tell them to listen in at kx935.com. This is Brandon Menchaca. On the door, they said that I was Laguna's realtor as well as everybody's homeboy, which I think was some sort of racial slight to me because I am Hispanic.
I think that was definitely racist coming, and you should sue.
I thought I'm everybody's mate.
There'll be some organization, some cheap lawyer you could call.
That's it. I know a few.
You just go see your pals in Santa Ana, and you know. I mean, I don't mean to be racist or anything.
Ouch.
You know, but find some cheap. I don't know.
Good thing this is small time radio. You'd be in big trouble. Hey, I want to thank everyone who did call in to support me and the station. I've only got another 15 minutes here. For those of you who haven't called in, not naming any names, Jackie Pember, Rian Vargas, John Sartorius, Garrett Rauch. I'm just saying, now would be a great time to call, 715-5936. If you don't call, well, I'll infringe and block you on Facebook probably.
Yeah, we got Mrs. Pickles is here, so if you don't call, the dog dies. Actually, Mike Waldman's back, who did a great show this morning, raised a load of money for the station. That was very nice. And I didn't want you to think I was being racist back then, Brian. It's just that I don't normally like you people, but you're okay. You're different.
I don't think one bit. I know my people, mate. Hey, listen, this is Mudslide Slim by James Taylor. Enjoy. Call me.
A very white choice of music, isn't it, people?
I don't know. And the blue horizon won't mudslide. I'm depending on you. I don't know, but I've been told there's a time from time. I can't eat, I can't sleep, but I just might move my feet, 'cause there's nothing like the sound of sweet soul music to change a young lady's mind, and there's nothing like a walk on down by the bayou to leave the world behind. Mudslide, I'm depending upon you, Mr. Mudslide Slim, and the blue horizon. I've been letting the time go by, letting the time go by. Yes, I'm letting the time go by, letting the time go by. I wanna cash in my hand and pick up on a piece of land and build myself a cabin back in the woods. Lord, it's there I'm gonna stay until there comes a day when this old world starts to change in for the good. Now the reason I'm smiling is over on an island, on a hillside in the woods where I belong. Wanna thank Jimmy, Jimmy, John, and Mick and Lori, the New Jets Construction, for setting me down a homestead on the farm. Whoa, mudslide, I'm depending upon you. Mudslide, Slim, and the blue horizon. Thank you.
And we're back. This is Brandon Menchaca, KX Takeover, KX 935.
Some children being spanked out there. It's all right. Don't worry about it. It's just the noise. It's just the torture chamber where we torture children.
Was it Mr. Peanuts?
I don't know. Where's the dog? The dog's supposed to be here somewhere.
Mr. Peanuts is gone.
It's Mrs. Pickles.
Oh, Mr. Pickles. Sorry, Mr. Pickles.
You've never seen Mrs. Pickles before?
But I called it a mister. Get her in here. Two, I called it a peanut instead of a pickle.
She's scaring the hell out of the children out there, and that's not nice. Get her in here.
That's my job.
She's about the size of a large rat, but she scares children.
She's beautiful.
You know, it's really crazy.
I love
ridiculous.
Her.
Okay. Anyway, Brandon Menchaca's here. It's part of KX Takeover. Lagunans. I haven't said this right all day. Lagunans take the airwaves.
Lagunatics?
We should say Lagunans take over the airwaves or take to the airwaves.
You could say Lagunatics also.
But that's an organization.
I think
I've
heard
town.
That tossed around.
Pretty PC.
There's an organization called Lagunatics that put on various shows around town. They're good.
We can't say that?
It just confuses people because I don't want them to think
it's them.
You know. I mean, if you had somebody who worked here called Dave McDonald, right? Oh, and then you said, McDonald's is here. And you say, you think the burger had arrived. You don't want to say that. You want to make sure you're clear.
Lagoonies. Right.
Yeah.
Where are the Lagoonies? Like hey, for those of you who don't know, this radio station, KX935, is a nonprofit. It is community-based radio. We rely on the donations from wonderful, beautiful, handsome, charming, gracious people like you.
Gorgeous.
To keep this gorgeous. That's a good word. Yeah. All the G words that count. The good ones.
Great.
And, if you don't know what the benefit of a public radio station, I'm sorry, a community radio station is, it's that we don't have to listen to mass-produced music. And we're not talking about Justin Bieber singing at the Mar Bar. I mean the other stuff.
Can you believe that?
Not him. Oh, I believe it.
Please, let's not talk about that anymore.
He texted me.
It's so boring.
He texted me. I'm just saying.
Who cares?
Legit text me. I didn't answer.
Man in hoodie sings at bar.
Listen, God forbid there is like a natural disaster. This is, you guys are it. You're here.
We've got the generators, which were generousness of the generator people. The city of Laguna. I've been here since 7 o'clock this morning. Can you tell?
you need a nap.
Am I in the Guinness Book of Records by now? I bloody well should be, honestly. Anyway, I don't know. It should. Yeah, that's what Monica just says. Yeah.
Thank
I'm
you,
just
Monica.
Talking. Shut up, Jason.
You won't stop.
We've got generators from the city of Laguna, and they provide us with power should something horrible happen and power be
removed.
God
forbid there's an earthquake or tsunami. You guys can sit inside your crumbled, flooded homes and still listen to the radio. Thank you to the station because they have the generators.
There you go.
Hey, we just got a call in from John Satorius, Notorious Satorius, who donated $100. He owes me money.
It's probably your silky smooth voice, Brandon.
Another one. This is another one. Thank you very much, John, for your donation.
What are you doing lending money to everybody?
I mean, I don't know. I'm a giver.
I guess so.
For those
you're not. You're a lender. It's a different thing.
That's very true. Hey, listen, I only got like 6 minutes here on the air, guys. So if you haven't called in yet and you're feeling at all gracious or loving or kind or anything, Mrs. Pickles?
Mrs. Pickles is here, yeah.
Mrs. Pickles.
I wish
you
could see her. She's the cutest thing on the planet.
You should see Mrs. Pickles. She's cute.
Hello, poopy.
Well, call in for her, if not me. The number's 949-715-5936. This is a nonprofit organization. This is tax deductible. Who likes taxes? Who loves music? Easy answer. Call me, please. The next song I'm playing reminds me of The Big Lebowski. It's the best song ever.
Love it.
The Man in Me. Not literally.
I just got that. That's good. That's very good. What's the other line? Excuse me while I kiss this guy. Well, that's Hendrix. That's right. My door.
think to myself I might not take it anymore. Take a woman like your kind to find the man in me. But oh, what a wonderful feeling just to know that you are near. It sets my heart a reeling from my toes. Just because he doesn't want to turn into some machine. Take a woman like you to get through the man in me.
Why, welcome back. This is Brandon Menchaki. I just mispronounced my own name. I literally just did that. There's no scotch in studio either. Can you believe it? That may be the problem.
That's great.
Hey, well, welcome back. This is Brandon Menchaka, Jason Fetty, Dave DeSantis. We're all laughing at me right now.
It's better than me.
This is true. Well,
Dave took a little bit of stick at the beginning of the show. And I should say,
it was rough.
We love you, Dave.
I felt like I was getting roasted.
You were a little bit. You were, yeah.
I deserved it.
Yeah. Whatever.
Never mind.
Well, hey, listen. We're here for a KX93.5 takeover where I'm taking over your airwaves for the next 4 minutes of your life. You've been listening to my music. Hope you liked it. If you want to call in and donate, the number is 949-715-5936. We are trying to raise memberships and donations for the radio station. This is a nonprofit, community-based radio station. So all of your donations are tax-deductible. I appreciate it. Santa Claus appreciates it. Mrs. Pickles surely appreciates it. And Jason's over here yawning to death.
Brandon, you have a wonderful holiday time, my friend, and thank you for coming and doing this.
Holidays?
And thanks to everybody else who's been in here and done that thing all day long to raise money for this radio station. We're beyond grateful. It's just lovely, and it's lovely to see people in here and feel like we're based in the community and local radio station that we are. So,
well, you are, and thank you, because you've been here this entire... I've been listening to your voice this entire day, and you're still here.
Well,
so
now you know how I feel, because I listen to it all day long. So, you know what? Nobody's running away from my voice quicker than me. I can promise you that.
That's it.
I need to go and see my therapist after this. Dr. Noosebaum. Get Dr. Noosebaum on the phone, whatever his name is. All right, listen, say thank you and goodbye.
Thank you and goodbye. Everybody, Monica Silva, Tyler Russell, Dave DeSantis, Jason Fetty, Mrs. Pickles, and all of you guys who called in to donate. This is I really do appreciate the support. Community radio is a very important thing. All seriousness, all jokes aside, you know, this is a great platform for artists, for musicians, for business owners, for philanthropists to get on and to speak to the local community about what we believe in and try to make something real happen here. So I really do appreciate this. And the next song here we're going to play to close out is going to be what I'm going to order at the Mar Bar once I leave here. Thank you.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Are they hating this bartender?